Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 29th of January, and I'm recording at 9:54 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, well, some more volatility in here today, but maybe not so extreme. Well, definitely not as extreme as we've seen in the past. First, following two sharpish days to the downside on Wall Street, the Asian markets were mostly weaker. Japan down over 1%, and the Hang Seng and China indices were down the same amount, or slightly more, actually. Shanghai Composite Index down 1.31%. Similar weakness in Taiwan, South Korea slightly lower. Then a few brighter spots, and they include Australia, and which has been helped by the weakening Australian dollar. It certainly enabled it to push up. And then a remarkable India, really barely batting an eye against that background of Wall Street, and up another 0.4 of a percentage point here on the Sensex index overall. It's up over 10% on the year in U.S. dollar terms, despite the Indian rupee weakening a bit in here today. It had been appreciating against the dollar over the last month, but gave up a little bit of a sort of a minor upward dynamic on the chart, indicating it's weakening. Elsewhere, Malaysia lower 0.75 percentage point, Thailand less than 0.5%, Indonesia very small decline, New Zealand a very small gain. In the European indices, and I do like these because of the QE. You know, we don't know whether or not the QE is going to actually help the European economies. Well, it gives some time to get some of the structural changes in there, which are certainly needed. But European indices here today are mostly firmer. Well, they all are in terms of the European Union. The UK is a fraction lower here today. But what I think is also interesting is that they're mostly shrugging off Greek concerns at this stage. Of course, I don't know how much additionally higher they might have been if it had not been for the Greece situation, but firm tone here generally. My pick among the bunch is the German DAX index. Now, Wall Street started with a very modest gain, almost gave it up, and then kind of moved steadily higher in the last hour and a half or so of the day, and the Dow did best, up 1.3%. The S&P and NASDAQ were up just under 1% each. Canada, a little bit firmer in here today. Mexico, a little bit easier. Brazil, a little bit firmer. So not too bad a day here overall. And for the U.S. indices, today's rally, although not big, enabled range lows in the current small trading range to hold. They're still both to the left of the rising 200-day moving averages. But if we'd had another down day today like yesterday on Wall Street, that would have been challenging the MAs and breaking beneath some lateral trading. So that may still happen. The pattern's not as consistent as it was. There's a fair amount of nervousness in this market, as you're obviously aware. And so we will see. Although my thought is that in some respects, the more fear there is, the better. We've seen plenty of it over the last few years. And in the be careful of what you wish for department, if economies were purring along very nicely, then of course inflationary pressures would be almost certainly be picking up despite the advantages of technology, and interest rates would be pushing higher, and that would be not so good for stock markets. Okay. What happened here with the government bonds? Well, the U.S. 10-year, a little bit steadier, 1.756%. That's after a test of the mid-January lows. I think we would have seen some other bond markets also the steady a little bit in here today. U.S. dollar is generally firm here. The dollar index, that's DXY, that's up, and mostly against the Europeans, that's up at 294.729. Now, some of the companies that produced poor earnings at the beginning of the week were complaining about the dollar, and I'm sure they're right on this. A few others appear to have been hedged against this. Whether to hedge or not to hedge is always one of those important and challenging guesses that needs to be made. But certainly, my view remains that an appreciating dollar is generally an overall headwind here, probably. Well, the Fed didn't seem concerned about it in its actual statement, and that surprises me a little bit. But if that dollar keeps on appreciating, I think that issue will come back, and there may be a reassessment there. Okay, in terms of other countries being hurt by that strong dollar, well, there's not a whole lot of evidence of that so far, but we are seeing some sharp weakening of the resources producers' currencies, and that includes the Australian dollar, which is down again here today, 0.7762. Really, basically, all of the principally resource producers. Australia is not principally a resource producer, but it's a major resource producer. But the principally resource producers, of course, have very weak currencies in here. The other points of interest, I mentioned that small upward dynamic checking the Indian rupees strength overall. Not much change in the Chinese currency here today, but it's looking technically as if it could very easily weaken further. That would be a controlled devaluation. That's not a free market. Okay, elsewhere, hard money. Well, hard money got softer in here today. Some big hits in the precious metals, and palladium down nearly $25 to 771 and change. Silver, this was a big one, and it is the high beta player here. This is currently down. It's still trading here after hours, but it's down $1.12. That's right, $1.12, and that takes it down to 1696. 1696. It was up over 18 this morning. And the platinum is down sharply, nearly $37. It's currently at $1,221 and change. And gold still got that unusual premium over platinum. It's at 1,257 and change, and that was down nearly 20. Down currently down nearly $27. Grains and beans, a little bit mixed. Wheat slightly firmer, corn and soybeans slightly lower, but not much going on there overall. Crude oil, well, the WTI is weak. Now, it picked up off its lows. It's 44.49, that NYMEX contract, and that's up 3 cents here right now. It's just off its lows, but the Brent is quietly steady, moving sideways for another day. It's at 49.05, and that's up 58 cents. Industrial metals, mostly weaker in here today. Copper down 2.25 cents to 245.75. And I think that's touched just about all the major points in here. So, all the very best to all of you.